believe that we will show stuff, I think. We do not yet constitute a quorum in terms of people who are in attendance. But there are apologies. Honorable Lucas is going to join us at around 10, at which time then we will be able to take necessary decisions. There are written apologies apart from that of Honorable Lucas. There's an apology from Honorable Hululu. He will not be able to attend. He's got a problem of house breaking. His house was broken into. Apology from Honorable Makakula. He is attending the stage of the province address in Mpumalanga. Honorable Machibela is attending to family matters. She is attending to family matters. Honorable Hendrik Smith, he indicated even in our meeting on Wednesday that he will not be able to make it today due to prior commitments. And Honorable Mare is requesting to be released at 9:45, due to prior arrangements. He is attending the State of the Province address in the Western Cape Provincial Legislature. Those are the apologies written and verbal that we have received. Are there any other apologies, Honorable Member? Yes, Honorable Hirani.
Chair, I will also request to be released at 11 to attend the meeting.
Honorable Deborah?
Chair, I'm just wondering, in the light of all that apology, and Mr. Murray leaving, and he said Mr. Lucas coming later, will we actually be able to have a quorum?
No apologies at our disposal. Who has not communicated to us? What does that say?
You can minute it, but I agreed to the minute that was distributed on Wednesday. And I'm fine with that. So if Honorable Lucas is with us, then he will make the quorum. And if he agrees, then it's also then fine. What that point in agenda is concerned. And I did go through the program that you also distributed. And I'm fine with that. I will sit in with all these dates. I have to, because it's my portfolio I'm sitting on. The only problem was I did accept this invitation long before. For today, for the opening of the provincial legislature.
Honourable members, let me make this intervention. We have our draft five-year program before us, but we have not yet been appraised on the 5-year strategic plan from the department, which in any case is scheduled in our program that they will brief us on that on the 10th. In that very same meeting, we can then revisit this program and take a view, or in the following meeting, 10, 11, 12, the following meeting would be on the 13th, because on the 15th, the this program must reach the office of the chair of chairs for final endorsement. So which means whatever arises out of the department strategic plan will have to be factored in here. So I think for now, broadly, our discussion for your benefit will be to look at how we are attempting to cover the issues that we would want to grapple with in the next 5 years. So as you have read it, if you have any other additions that you would want to make, feel free. But if not, then when we are finalizing it on the department is briefing us on the 10th of March, and then we have another meeting on the 12th, which meeting, whilst we will have that Ministry of Constitutional Development, we can then provide for a 30-minute discussion if there are any adjustments, whether major or minor, on the program. Then we finally adopt it. So at least it's not closed off for even for members that are not here. But on the 12th, we'll have to finalize it because on the 15th, it must be submitted. But then let us allow you an opportunity if you have issues that you feel are not adequately covered that we will have to grapple with in the next 15 years. So I'm saying in essence, we'll discuss strategically, and then after the department's strategic plan, we'll finally adopt. Yeah, Honorable Desmond.
No, Chief, can I propose then that we rather don't go into this now, because we don't have many members here. I think if there's any objection to anything in here, people can note it now. And we have the discussion after the department, because what you're saying makes perfect sense. We need to hear what the department's program is to see if there are any gaps or any issues that you want to raise. So I would support what you're proposing, Chief.
Surely won't go into any detail, but I'm wary of a situation where we wait for the department comes up, and we must start, you know, drafting afresh. That's why, in anticipation of whatever the department is going to bring, we've just put these issues for the next 5 years.
I'm not saying we mustn't discuss, I'm saying we should say, is there anything that anyone wants to raise now? But if not, then we can proceed as you propose. Yeah.
Are we in agreement with that approach?
As the speaker would say, agreed to.
Thank you very much. Let's do just that. From your thick documentation, we would start from page four.
Page six.
Yeah, we start from page six. In fact, we dealt with this first term program in our last meeting, and it was agreed upon. But what we would want to do is that we have made the provision for a workshop on the 14th and 15th of March. It's not provided here. The provision is made for 14th and 15th of April. Which one was that? Do members have the updated one? Okay. Let me put this one on the side. Let me put this one. So, can you update us on the venue? If you have secured the venue as yet, is it in Nysa? Is it in George?
No, not yet.
But Honorable Mare has given us some suggestions on areas that we can put up at. I think we'll leave that in the hands of the secretary for her to then book us in liaison with yourself, Honorable Mare, in terms of the actual date. So also these dates are approved by the powers that be, because they came from us and then they had to go through the approval. Now, the other aspect that we discussed about was the meeting with the Chamber of Mines on page 9, on the 8 and 9. If members would remember that we had said we are stealing away from constituent security, and therefore that required in the main approval. And yesterday we sat with the chief whip and then unfortunately there are programs that they have worked on that they would require members to be engaged in, and therefore we did not get clearance for the usage of the 8th and 9th of April, given the fact that it's part of the constituency period. Now, we will have to provide for this engagement with the Chamber of Mines in the second term, between April and June. We will have to find a date in the programming arrangement, so that then during our parliamentary process, then we can then pay attention to that. For your benefit, Honourable Dexter, the Chamber of Mines wrote to us requesting the engagement with the Portfolio Committee. They would want to brief us on who are they, what is it that they are doing, how do they run business, and how do their affiliates participate in the decision-making processes, and ultimately to take us to two or three of the mines that are run, preferably with some with the smelters adjacent, mines that have got smelters adjacent to them, so that we don't only have benefit of looking at the mining processes, but also get an expose on the smelter arrangement. So, and then the committee agreed that let's respond positively to that invitation. But then it was a matter of the days, and we thought we were going to use 2 days of our constituency period. But unfortunately, then there are plans made by quite in relation to those days. That's why we will then have to effect that in the next term, and we'll communicate with them accordingly. Those are the two main issues in this question. Yes, Honourable Kessler?
Chair, I have a suggestion to make. Even if we can't accommodate it in the first term, maybe we can do it in the second term. But, you know, since the labour is such an important constituency in the mining sector, what I'd want you to propose is that we try and find a way of having either a one-day session like a workshop with labour, where we can then get them to raise the various issues from the union. Because rather than them coming here to lobby us whenever they're issues, it would be better if we get a sense from them, like what are the key things that they want to see done in the industry and so on. So I'd like to propose that. More comfortable with you. I'm not suggesting the venue is significant. It's more the engagement.
What's the view of the other members? Good. Good. But also let's also engage small businesses, like under the umbrella of SAMDA and so forth. Under the umbrella of small
businesses. In terms of the small businesses, it would sound more sensible if we as the committee could go to them, even if it means us having it in a form of a public hearing perhaps. But we perhaps select the most affected areas. Like in terms of the information we have so far, it does seem like it would be somewhere perhaps in the Gauteng area, and one perhaps in the DR Kimberley site, the Northern Cape. We select perhaps two of those areas to visit, and then
hello, when the meeting is in process, wrong anyway, because you're disturbing the member talking. You should have waited until she's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that we start, the reason behind it is that we are starting to also get a lot of complaints where you find that people are able to identify as members of the portfolio committee to say they've got some challenges and they feel that we are not nearing them as small miners, and there's a lot of problems around the beneficiation and prospecting areas. So they do need us to actually start surfacing and being practical in our approach towards assisting to resolve those issues. So I think as part of the program we should have at least one visit where we are, and we identify different areas from those that have been visited with the last oversight, so that there can be a geographical spread in terms of the work done. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Dessa?
Chair, I was talking, it's more of a question, but I'm not sure how we deal with it, but I've had discussions with people in the mining services industry, you know, that's the support services. Now, I'm not sure whether it falls under us or under the Department of Trade and Industry or whether it's combined, but maybe you could have a discussion with the chair on the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry, as long as it's taken care of either by them or by us, because it's actually a very strategic industry. It's got a lot of job creation potential, you know, and also in terms of earning foreign currency for our economy. So I'm not suggesting we monopolize it, but as long as it's on the agenda, it gets dealt with by one of us.
In fact, Honorable Dexter, when you read the Codes of Good Practice, you will pick up there that there's a very clear reference made on procurement, so which means it falls under our domain. In the same way, I think we'll have to create space to engage them, because that is the last thing you... It was, you know, estimated as being a 90 billion rand kind of business per year. So, and there, the codes are making reference to transformation that must take place there. How much of that, you know, amount in percentage terms must be procured from women in mining, for example, from BEs and then so forth, from management and all of that. So I think they fall directly, you know, under our domain. So we'll have to include that in our program. Right. Any other input?
Chair, if you look at page, if you look at page 11 and page 13, so based on what I was mentioning in terms of us having public hearing. If possible, one of those dates can be moved to 2010. It does seem too far for us to say we have to now sit with the problems we are faced with until 2011. At least one of the dates can at least come nearer. And then the oversight for April 2013 could perhaps come to...
In a complete suggestion, which was beneficiation, state-owned mining...
In fact, the 2011, on page 11, on briefing and public hearings on beneficiation, could add beneficiation in particular and prospecting, because it's two different problems that need attention. And the focus areas B in particular, perhaps Northern Cape and Gauteng. Members could suggest differently, of course, because those are areas that you are already aware that there are direct problems in relation to those two issues, especially for small miners. And then the one on page 13, April 2013, oversight visits to investigate illegal mining in those provinces. It's as if that could also come towards either 2011 or 2012. Because by 2013 should be the time when we're actually evaluating our monitoring in terms of developments concerning that. Last year, 2009, there was already a visit done. We can't sit for such a long period not doing anything about it. Not that we wouldn't be, but I mean, as an oversight visit in particular, it's too far to investigate illegal mining. There might be developments, especially the fact that judiciary is still going to make a presentation. Obviously, we need to assess what happened in the previous visit. and the way forward, that 2013 could be too far for them. Instead, our programs towards 2013 should be conclusive programs where we are saying we are not going to be evaluating what we've done. It's just a suggestion, though.
But I just propose that we accept those as proposals, but we wait for that vision by the department before we finally adopt them.
Let us say that, yes, indeed, beneficiation and state-owned mining company are key in the process of job creation. And indeed, we would have to find a way of bringing it forward. But on the illegal mining, let me take members into confidence that you would recall that when the oversight was concluded and we made certain clear recommendations, and we were informed that there's a task team or a committee, ministerial committee, comprising of the ministries in the security cluster and our ministry that are looking at this matter. And that you must have noticed that in November, December, they started with operations, mainly concentrating on Welkom in Free State as well as Pamaton in Mpumalanga. Now, the understanding that we are reaching is that the more we discuss the matter in the public domain, the more the syndicates are able to anticipate moves that are being planned, and in fact decoding our statements and use that for their own planning. So we then had agreed that we would go into low profile for a period to allow those operations to basically take off, because in their very nature they are supposed to be surprise operations to deal decisively with the issue. So hence you see that in 2013 our going out there is to see to what extent have those initiatives and interventions been successful or not. So that's the intention. But it doesn't mean that members cannot just, you know, change it otherwise. But I think when we engage on this issue, let's have that in our mind. Honorable Desk?
Sure, I think that's very sensible. But perhaps what we could suggest is that even if we don't get the details, we at least give it a sense of, you know, what progress is being made. Not so much about anticipating what will be done. Because I think it is important for us to keep the pressure on in terms of the progress in dealing with the problem. But I accept your motivation.
Thank you. Any other comments on the program, one of the members? So if there are no other comments, as we've indicated, this is a very brief and short meeting, and the actual adoption will be on the meeting of the 12th of March. But in the meantime, I will temper with the program along the lines that you have suggested, so that based on whatever that the department will be tabling, then we can just make the adjustments here and there. Otherwise, the program will remain ready for us to then adopt it. Yes.
Okay, can I just find out? 14th and 15th of March, the workshop on mining industry. Is it the M2A course or just a workshop by the mining houses? Or by the department, actually?
Well, it's the workshop by Mintec. Mintec. Remember, the MQA course, we were informed that it's a 6-week course, that get spread. But we are still in the process of talking to MQA to find out, firstly, whether they are still running that course, and secondly, when can they accommodate us as the portfolio committee, so that in the program, most probably for July, the third term, then we can then include those arrangements. So this one is just a very condensed workshop, because we will be looking at what minerals do we have as a country, how do we mine them, the actual mining operation, what is their application, what do you use, you know, iron for, what do you use copper for, and all of those things. And the fourth leg would be, how do they get, you know, sold in terms of marketing? You see certain commodities that are highly valued, like your platinum, your gold. What about the others? How do they get priced, both in our local markets and also in the international market? What are the determining factors in terms of prices of these commodities? And as a result, what impact do they have in the industry? And indeed, we said to them, any other information that they believe would be useful related to mineral economics, that they must take us through. The letter has already gone to them, Madam Senator. The letter is already in their possession. They have already verbally agreed to run that workshop. And but then the M2A intensive one will be then a matter that will follow as and when we get to know whether MQA does run that workshop.
Chairperson, it just brings me then to the fact that economic development cluster must then not, we mustn't allow a situation where it gives me the impression almost as though they let's say our part of the work on mineral resources in particular tends to be drowned within the cluster, even in terms of what is put in documentation. What is put in there must be directly influenced by this committee. Even if it means us having to have an opportunity to even present or to bring out our own factors, because I think the issues in mineral resources are becoming a priority as well. If you have these cluster meetings, you find that economic development as a whole doesn't really prioritize issues of mineral resources. As a result, you might find that what you are referring to, even in terms of the stock exchange and so on, and how we're improving the economy in terms of mineral resources, doesn't surface. It doesn't become visible. The outcome, expected outcome of the committee, the objectives of the committee, are not quite fairly put when it comes to mineral resources. So the people in the cluster should be made aware that they must directly involve mineral resources, which hasn't happened thus far.
We were talking about this matter of the cluster. Apparently, it hasn't been put for quite some time now. Due to serious commitments on the part of those that lead the cluster. But we agreed that we will just convene and look at how do we then change the approach in as far as that is concerned. You are quite right. You know, matters of a particular sector must be informed by the portfolio committee's approach and views in that particular sector. You can't just sit and look at newspaper clippings and put things there without checking with people who are actually involved in those matters. But even when the meeting sits, we will correct that situation. any other comments or anything to do the member? Good. Shall we then attend the meeting and ask members to find the register? It's only me that has not sent. In the what?
The new one that has been sent to us.
Okay. No, it will have to be corrected. But that process is going to take its own course. Yeah. No, she must write her name in by hand. Write her name by hand. We will deal with that. Did you all sign this? Write your name. No, well, that raises that issue that your name remains omitted. Well, honorable members, that brings us to the end of our meeting, and until we meet next Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you.